Our readings today are probably the strongest biblical statements regarding social justice and the responsibilities of the rich towards the poor. In today's first reading, we heard the prophet Amos holding nothing back in his very strong outrage against the leaders of Israel, for they were living the life of luxury while their people were suffering. They had no passion, nor guilt, nor shame. They probably didn't even notice that their people were suffering. The prophet knew the severe consequences that these leaders would face. They would be the first to go into exile. And his words are echoed today in today's gospel. It is the story of Lazarus and the rich man. We hear that the rich man was dressed in fine garments, which today would probably be dressed in bling to bring attention to himself, to show his wealth, and to show his influence. And it also says he dined eloquently. And every day the poor man, Lazarus, would go to his door, and he was longing for anything that the poor man could give him, even scraps from his table. We also hear in today's parable that both men died, and while Lazarus was carried away into the bosom of Abraham, the rich man we see suffering and torment in the netherworld. And Jesus tells us many times in the Gospels that it is difficult for a rich man or a rich person to enter the kingdom of God, into heaven. Now, does that mean that it is some kind of terrible sin to be rich or well off or even comfortable? No, not at all. We can look around and see so much beauty that comes through the generosity of others. In San Diego, we have Father's Joe Villages, which cares for the homeless. We have Catholic Charities. We have Catholic Relief Services. And even closer to home, we have our beautiful church, St. Martin of Tours. Especially the ongoing project to upgrade our pews. Don't they look great and feel great in the side chapels? Pretty soon, the whole church will look great and feel just as great. But Jesus wasn't actually talking about money. Because in reality, the Pharisees were not wealthy. However, they were very rich in other ways. They were rich in status. They were rich in education. They were rich in their influence. And they were leaders. Just as Amos called out Israel's leaders for their indifference of the people's sufferings, Jesus does the same exact things by telling this parable today. And Jesus' parable was difficult. It made them feel very uneasy. And it makes us feel uneasy today. I have a secret to tell you. That was his purpose. When Jesus tells a parable, he does it to grab our attention, to grab us by our lapels, to grab us by our shoulders and shake us. He is trying to get our attention. And that's what he did today. You see, the Pharisees, they took 600 rules and commandments to a very extreme, instead of allowing them to be an instrument of God's love and passion. They made it to become a burden on the people. And they did it to show just how pious they were, how important they were. But all they did was create a burden on the people. They somehow forgot that everything we receive, everything that they had, everything that we have, is a gift from God. And that gift is meant to be used for others. My brothers and sisters in Christ, all things, including wealth, does come from God. And it is a gift from a very generous God. And we are expected to use those gifts to be good neighbors, and to use them to help our neighbors, to love our neighbors, especially those in most need. In fact, Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she said it probably best. She says that a gift is not truly a gift until we give it away. And Jesus tells us over and over that he gives us a new commandment. The Pharisees were big on commandments, but he gave us a new commandment to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So it's really important to note that in all of Jesus' parables, throughout the Gospels, this is the only time he refers to someone in his parable by name, Lazarus. And that's important because it tells us very clearly that God has a very special place in his heart for those in need. God hears the cries and prayers of all who are in need. Whatever that need is, he gives so much of his compassion in his heart for them, for us, when we're in our needs. But also, we need to remember that so often the answer to those prayers are us. We are called to be the answer to those prayers. So Lazarus continues to knock at our door. And so the church, which is the body of Christ, up and down the centuries, has done so much to answer those knocks. So many hospitals, so many schools, hospices, shelters have been founded by the Catholic Church. They've been founded in a way to heed the call to the poor. Our saints are well known for their care of the poor, and we are grateful, we should be grateful, because here at St. Martin of Tours, we have the absolute best example of that in our patron saint, St. Martin of Tours. I'd like to tell you just a quick story about St. Martin of Tours. When he was 18 years old, he was a member of the Roman army. He was assigned to a non-combatant unit, a unit that was designed to provide security to the emperor, kind of like our Secret Service today with our president. On one very cold evening, while St. St. Martin and his unit was on patrol. They came across a half-naked beggar begging for alms. Everyone ignored this man. And although St. Martin had no money, he could not ignore this man the same as the others. So when he approached the man, he took off his cape, drew his sword, and cut his cape in half. Gave half the cape to the man, and he wore the other half. And this was no ordinary cape. Remember, this was a very prestigious outfit that he was in. That cape would have been elegant. It was made from lambskin. It was beautiful. And I can only imagine the ridicule he must have faced from his own men. They must have laughed at him. That is the example that he gives us for social justice. And we have so many other wonderful examples here at St. Martin's, because we are truly blessed that we have an outstanding social justice committee. Many of you probably are not aware, because they don't do it like the Pharisees did. Our parish doesn't do things to bring attention to itself. So I'm going to do it for them. Some of the things that they've done just recently this past year has been the loose change collections. We were part of that. At the beginning of each month, the loose change conventions have made a huge difference. Has been a huge blessing to people south of the border and across our country. Most recently, the flood victims in Louisiana. Helps the most in need. St. Martin of Tours Parish has also teamed up with a nonprofit organization called Building a Miracle. You might have read that in the bulletin a few months ago. There's some pictures and investigated. St. Martin of Tours Parish built, with all hands, built a home, a beautiful home in Tijuana, for a very young and most needy family. And that these examples only scratch the surface. And in closing, I just want to say that we are all rich. We are all very rich in gifts and talents that God gives us. But we need to remember that all those gifts are meant to give away. All the gifts that God gives us, our talents, our time, is meant to help the most needy. And I'd like to challenge us all this week to discover, to learn more about the St. Martin of Tours social justice ministry. Learn more about what they do and see how each one of us can apply our talents to help make a difference. And when we do that, and when we do share our personal talents like that, and our personal gifts in such a beautiful way, then we can truly hear Jesus say, "Thank you for being the answer to Lazarus' prayer when he knocks